Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem. Hey, we are holding on the bottom of the daf. Mem Dalid Amid Beis. Rabbi Elazar, Kiyav Mishadrilei Mi Bein Nesia Midi. About 4 or 5 lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom, the Neshama, should have an Aliyah. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, the Gemara is going to discuss about receiving matanos and invitations, and whether it's a good thing to be the recipient of such things. And then we're going to go back into Hilchos Treifos, very deep into Hilchos Treifos. So we're going to talk about holes in the windpipe, and how large of a hole, and the shape of the hole, and multiple holes, and if they're mitzdarif to each other in the windpipe. Then we're going to define the makom shchita on the windpipe. So that's, I guess, a little bit of a break from Hilchos Treifos, where it's going to talk about where on the windpipe you could do a kashra shchita. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the treifa of a hole in the brain's membrane. Is it the inner membrane, the outer membrane? How large of all of that? Then the Gemara is going to talk about trephos in the heart. How deep does the hole have to go into the heart? Is it any of the chambers of the heart, or only some of the chambers of the heart, that a hole would make the animal a trepha? Then we're going to talk about trephos of the spine. And what if the inner part of the spine is liquefied, or what if it's softened, and things of that nature. And that will bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. So let's begin again. We're holding about 4 or 5 lines from the end of the pit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines on the end of the page, that Rabbi Elazar kev mishadrilei mi bein nesia midi, that when they sent matanos from the Beis Hanasi to Rabbi Elazar, lo shakil, he wouldn't take it. V'chiyavu mezamnilei, and when they would invite him to eat a su'uda with them, lo azil, he would not go. Amar, and he explained to the Nasi why it is that he kept on refusing their overtures, why he kept on refusing their gifts and their invitations, that lo kabayi mar deichi, do you not want me to live? T'chsiv, the Pasuk says, that a person lives if he's sone matanos. I'm not interested in any of your matanos. Now, even though it's true that they were inviting him not for his sake, they were inviting him for their own honor, but he thought sone matanos yichya still applies. Rabbi Zeru kev mishadrile, when they would send matanos to Rabbi Zeru lo shakil, he would not take them. But kev mizamninle, when they would invite him for a su'uda, azil, then he would go. And Amar, he explained, isyakuri, they're not really doing this because they want to give me a matana. They're doing this because it's a covet for them to have a chashuv talmud chacham come to their house, or to have a wealthy person, or whatever it was that he was considered to be someone who chashuv. So that's why they're doing it, because it's a chashivus for them to have me at their house, not because they're doing it for me. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Chosh Mishpatzim in Kufay and Aleph, that if you have a chatzah that belongs to 2 shutvim that doesn't have a shir chaluka, the Gemara Basra says that a kedei chaluka is that each person is going to end up with 4 amos of depth in the chatzer. So you have to, it's only kedei chaluka if it has 8 amos by 4 amos, where one shutaf can force the other to split the chatzer, to make a line in the middle, and this will be your half and that will be my half. But if it's less than that, neither can force the other party. So if it doesn't have a shir chaluka, and therefore neither of them is able to force the other party to split it, and one of them says, let's split it anyway, but I'll tell you what, I'll take the smaller portion and you'll get your 4 amos by 4 amos. So if the whole thing is, let's say, 7 amos by 4 amos, I'll take 3 amos. I just want my own private area, so I'm going to take 3 amos by 4 amos, and you'll get 4 amos by 4 amos. Ki'ilu would have a din chaluka, and so you cannot force him. And even if he says, I'll give it to you as a matana, I'm not even going to ask you to reimburse me for the extra land, I'm giving it to you purely as a matana, he cannot force him, because the other guy could say, I don't want to be mekabel matana, I'm not interested in being sone matana siyachya, and you certainly can't force me to pay for it if I'm not interested in buying it. So I don't want it as a matan either. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh cholkim, that there are those that disagree. So what is the nekudas ha-machlokas? So the sman, the side of the Shulchan Aruch, explains the machlokas, that the first day in Shulchan Aruch holds that he can say, I'm not interested in receiving matan, because soni matan osiyichya, and the second day holds that it's not soni matan osiyichya, because he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. He wants to have his own private chatzar. So he's not doing it because out of the goodness of his heart that he wants to treat you to some extra land. He's doing it so that he can accomplish what he's interested in accomplishing. So Chassam Sofer, Maseches Mabasa, Daf Yud Gimel Beis says, yeah, that's exactly the machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Zeira in our sugya, that Rabbi Zeira agreed to go eat at the Beit Nasiya's house because he knew that they invited him for their own benefit. That's like the opinion of the Yesh Omrim, that whenever they're doing it for their own benefit and not for your benefit, we do not apply Soni Matanas Yichya. Whereas Rabbi Lezer holds, like the first opinion, that Soni Matanas Yichya applies even if the Matanas with an ulterior motive, that that it's for their own kavod and not for your kavod. In the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner writes in the Tshuva in Chelik Vav that we paskin like Rabbi Zeira, that if a person is being mechavin the kavod atzmo, it is not soni matanas lichya. And he says if an organization wants to give something to an adam chashiv because his name is on the mosad, the money that they give him is for the hana'ah that they are being mekabel, and it's like a kabbalas matanas, where the nosin is mischabed, where it's not a violation of sone matanos, of sone matanos yichya. So that's the non-hilchos shreifos part of the daf. So now we move into hilchos shreifos. So says the Gemara, Amar Avidom Rav, nikva kinafa. Now we're talking about the windpipe. So if the kanaf, the windpipe, has a hole in it, that has holes in it, kinafa, multiple holes, that are like a sieve, has multiple holes, mitstarfim l'ruba, the various holes are mitstarif, to a shear of rove, that if all of the nekavim were put together, that would be the rove of the circumference of the windpipe. So then it's a trefa. So the trefa of Psukas HaGargaris that the Mishnah said that it becomes a trefa is when it's rove cut, and that's not only when it's rove in one location, even if it's multiple locations, it's a dot here, a dot there, a dot there, but it all adds up to rove. And Taras Chaim points out when it says nikva kanafa, it doesn't mean that there has to be like a sieve where all the holes are right next to each other, where they're all in proximity to each other. It doesn't matter how much they're in proximity to one another or not, as long as it's mitzaref to a rove. So Masav Rabbi Yirmiya, so Rabbi Yirmiya challenges this. Wait a second, we have a Mishnah, Meseches Aalos, where the Mishnah talks about the skull of a mace being metame ba'oel, and it says that if there's a hole in the skull and it's missing something, then the skull is not metame ba'oel. How large of a missing piece of the skull would prevent it from being metame ba'oel? So Beishamei says kimlo mekadeach, and Beisilil says enough that if you took away that part of the skull from a living person, he would die. So the Gemara Maseches Bechorah says that the shear of the neck of his kidei sheinot menachay ve'yamos is melo mekadeach of doctors, the drills that a doctor would use. So the Brisa explains that melo mekadeach is around, it's like the hole that a drill would make. So it's the hole of a drill bit, but that's a round thing. So what if it's not round? How do you measure? Uba golgol sheish b'nek of echad aroch, if there is a long hole in the skull, afilu yesh b'nekavim arbe, even if it has multiple small holes, mitstarfim l'melom mikadeach, they're all, the long hole we would measure as if it were a circle, the total area that it takes up as if it were a circle, and a bunch of tiny holes would be mitstaref to melom mikadeach. Alma, kiven de shir melom mikadeach mitstarfinan. Sounds like since the shir of a skull that's missing something is a melom mikadeach, that's the shir to make it that it's no longer metami ba'oel. So that's why we're mitstaref to melom mikadeach. There's no other shir that we impose on it. If that's the shir, that's the tziruf. That's what we're looking to be mitstaref toward. So hachinami, wait a second. Kiven de shirei kiisar, the shir of a nekev on a grogeres on the wind pipe of an animal to make it a trefa is not rove. The shear is an isar. So what are you talking about being mitzarif to a rove? The key is a mitzarfinon. You should talk about being mitzarif, the various holes, to when they get to the size of an isar. Who came up with rove? How do you make this din about rove? So the Gemara says, Ishtamite, when Rabbi Yirmiya posed this challenge, he had forgotten Hadam Rabbi Chelbo Amarav Achama Barguria Amarav, that Nekav Mashiach Ben Chisaro and Mitzarfim Lekiisar, that when there's there's a hole in the windpipe, that actually means that there's a missing piece in the windpipe, then the shear is ki'isr. V'shein b'chisar, but if it's just a hole, but there's no missing piece, it's just there's a cut in the windpipe, then it's tzarf in the ruba. Then we'd measure it based on rov. So the shear of the windpipe is not necessarily rov. The shear of the windpipe depends what kind of hole it is. If it's a hole that a piece is missing from the windpipe, then it's going to be measured by a ki'isar. And if it's a slice in the windpipe, then it's going to be measured by rov. Now the Tosus points out, even though it was going on the line nikva kenafa, now a nafa, a sieve has holes that are chaser, right? Meaning that it's not just cracks in it. There are holes that make it chaser. So Tosus points out, even though he's going on that, nafa just meant that there are a lot of them. It just meant that there are a lot of holes. But in a chinami, it's not the same type of hole. Nafa actually has holes that are chaser. He was talking about holes that are not chaser, being mitzarif to a rov. The Rashba points out that since we're not bikiyim to measure exactly how big a ki'isar is, so therefore we always measure based on rov. When we're just figuring out the trefus on the windpipe, we don't know exactly what a ki'isar is, so we always measure it based on rov. And that's Kordon Shulchan Aruch in Yardeh, Simulam Dalid, Sif Beis. Asks the Rama, wait a second, which is larger, a ki'isar or a rov? Pashto says, rov is larger than a ki'isar. So since we're not bekeem what a ki'isar is, we'll just say the animal is kosher unless it has rov. What do you mean? You just mean more makil? We're just being more makil? We're going to say, it's a borderline ki'isar, but it's not rov, so therefore the animal is kosher. The animal is not a trefa. So that's a major problem with that Psak of the Rashba that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that's where the Ramah disagrees, and the Achronim work very hard to try to justify that Shita of the Rashba. Amar Rav Chanan Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Nitla himena Ritzua mitzarefes l'ki'isar. If a long, narrow piece is missing from the windpipe, we're mitzaref it to a ki'isar, to the size of a ki'isar, meaning we view it as if it were round, meaning we take that very same shape, that very same amount that is missing, and see how much it would fill the circle if you had that amount. Tosos wonders why is it talui on nitla ritzua? He should have spoken about nikavim. He should have spoken about holes in the windpipe and said that we're mitzarif l'ki isur. And then kolshkein, one big long ritzua. One big long ritzua, I would think, all the more so. So the Shittim Bet says, he quotes from the Tosos Chitzonios, that one might have said that a ritzua is better than nikavim because it says it's cracked along the length, which we're going to see soon, that when there's a crack along the length, that's better than having cracks along the width. But over here, it's not just a crack along the length, it's a missing piece along the length. It's a ritzua that's actually missing. So that's why we're mitzarif it to a ki'isar. What if the windpipe has holes in it like a nafa? What would be the din? Would it be tray for not? Didn't we already deal with this? We said that if there are holes that are there are pieces missing, so then if it's all the holes together equal the size of an isar, so then it's a trefa. And if it's that there are cuts in it, but there's nothing actually missing, then it's got to be a rov. Then it's mitzarif to a rov. So the Gemara explains that ba'ofa, when it comes to a bird, mai. The Gemara wants to know what's going to be the halacha. Meaning, a bird is so tiny that the windpipe is not going to, the whole thing doesn't have a ki'isar. So you're going to say that the shear is going to be ki'isar. It doesn't make any sense. So by a bird, it has to be something other than a ki'isar. So what's the din? So I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachmani, ledidim ifarsh Rabbi Elazar, he says, I heard from Rabbi Elazar that the shear is that mekaplo, that we peel off the place that has the holes, umanicho al piakone, and we put it by the opening of the windpipe, and we see imchofe es rov hakone trefa, that if it covers the majority of the opening of the windpipe, then it's a trefa, vimlav kshera. Meaning, instead of being mitzarif, the actual holes themselves, the holes are not all over the entire windpipe, they're on a certain section of the windpipe. So if you were to cut out that entire section where the holes are, that you would, and then put it by by the entrance of the windpipe, would it block most of it? Would it mostly block the entrance of the windpipe? If it would, that's a large enough area of a holy area to make it a trefa. If it would not be large enough to block the entrance of the windpipe, then it's not a large enough holy area to make it a trefa. It would be kosher. So I'm Rav Papa, the siman that you should have, that you shouldn't forget, and say that the shear is what it says by a behema, is a nafya, like a making of a sieve, where they take a round piece and they put it over the mouth of whatever it is that's made out of horsehair, whatever they're using to sift out things. So too we're mishayer by taking out a piece and then putting it over the opening of the windpipe, and that's how we measure when it comes to a bird. So whereas when it comes to a behema, it's a size, it's a particular size. When it comes to a bird, it's really subject to that particular bird, right? It would depend on how large the opening to the windpipe is, and then you would have to take that amount. And also, it's not about just the amount of the holes. It's about the entire surface area where the holes are located. Not just that we're not just being mitzarif those. We're even being mitzarif the omeid, that which is still there, that's in the vicinity of the holes. That's also mitzarif to the shear. Nivchasa kedelas. What if the windpipe had a cut in it, like in three on three sides? So it can flap open like a door. So I'm Rav Nachman. Then the shear would be, if the width of a coin you could fit it in like a tzedakah box, that you can say you can stick a coin through with the width of a coin, which we assume is a little bit more than a ki'isar. Nistika, if there's a crack in the windpipe along its length, so amarav afilu lo nishtayirba el chulia achas lemaylu v'chulia achas lemata ksheira. Even if there's just one chulia on each end of the windpipe, it's going to be kosher. Chulia means that there are three rings. The windpipe has rings all around it, so there's got to be three rings that are fully intact on one end, three rings that are fully intact on the other end, and then it's going to be kosher. So that's going to be enough to make it kosher. Where do we get the idea that it's three rings? That a chulia means three rings? It comes from Hilchos Tzitzis. Rashi points out the Gemara Menachos tells us that talks about that you can't have any less than X number of chulios, be any less than seven, any more than 13, whatever the number of chulios are. But the definition of a chulia is three wines of tzitzis. So that's how we operate in terms of tzitzis. A chulia itself is between three and seven wines, but it's a minimum of three wines of tzitzis. So that's the definition of a chulia, right? So if, let's say, if you make the tzitzis, a lot of people, if you don't have tcheles, so it doesn't matter how much, it doesn't matter so much how you tie it. So the minhag is that when you're just doing lavan, you do like Rashi and Chumash says, which is clearly not the halacha, you know, of what you would do when you're tying, when you're tying tzitzis and you're concerned about, you know, getting it right, because it's not as important when you have only lavan. So we just do like Rashi and Chumash. So we have these five knots and four sections in between. But if, let's say, one of those sections, so whatever it is, 7, 9, 11, 13, 7, 8, 11, 13, whatever the numbers are. But if you were to, if any of those sections were less than three wines, that would be a psul. That would be it's got to be more than three wines in each section. Anyway, so that's what a chulia is. So Rashi explains that the chiluk between the shear of a crack along the width of the kana versus along the length of the kana is that the animal a lot of times will stretch its body, or based on the way it's breathing, the kana will stretch, will pull in both directions. If you have a crack along the width, this is the kana and there's a crack, you know, over here, so as you pull it, the whole crack gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, if you pull in both directions, it makes it worse, right? Whereas if the crack is along the length, as you pull it, the crack actually gets smaller. It tightens up and it comes closer together. So that's why when it comes to a crack along the length, as long as you have a chuli at this end, a chuli at that end, then it's going to be fine. Because as the animal stretches, as the animal breathes, the crack actually closes up. So Amrua Kameid Rabbi Yochanan, they said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar ma chuliya ma chuliya de kamar. He says, what's this thing with chulios? I don't know what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with chulios. You don't need chulios. If there's a mashu lamata that's untouched, that's unaffected, that's uncut, then it's going to be kosher. So Amrua Kameid Rabbi Yochanan Mishmeid Rabbi Yonasan Hachi. So they said this, that mashu is enough in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that Rabbi Yonasan said the same thing. So Amr Lahu, so he said, wow, Yadin Chavrin Bavloi Lefrushe Kiai Taima, that our Babylonian friends really know how to learn. Rabbi Yonasan was born in Bavel, and then he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, so they really know how to learn, that you don't need a Chul Yishlema on each end, all you need is a Mashuhu on each end, and that's really the Halacha. Okay, that's as far as the Trefus on the windpipe. So now says the Gemara, where on the windpipe are you allowed a shecht? How far along is it still considered to be the kana? Is it still considered to be the gargaras? Why are we mentioning this over here? Because at the end of the kana, where the windpipe attaches to the lungs, so we're going to have to figure out when does the kana stop and when does it start having a din of the lungs, and that's going to be nogea til chestrefus, because a hole that's even a mashuhu in the lungs is going to trafe it up, but in the kana, a mashuhu is not enough to trafe it up. We just went through what the shear is in the kana. So it does relate to chestrefus to know where you can shecht it, because where you can shecht it depends on what do you call the kana and what do you call the lung. So Tana Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Kol Hatzavar Kulo Kosher L'Shchita Mitabas Hagdola Ad Kanfei Areya Tachtona, that the entire neck is kosher for shchita from the Tabas Hagdola, which is toward the head of the animal, until the lobes of the lungs on the, all the way on the bottom. So Amar Rava Tachtona Shehi Elyona, that when we say tachtona, it means when you hang the animal up upside down, which is really the elyon, meaning it really means the upper part of the lung, not the lower part of the lung. It doesn't go all the way down deep into the lungs. It means the upper part of the lung. Shani Omer Kol She Poshetes Tzavara V'Roa, that any time the animal would stretch out its neck as it's grazing, so that's the part that's kosher for shchita. But the part of the kana that's between the lobes of the lung, even when it stretches its body, that never emerges, that never extends out of the parts of the lung, that's not going to be considered the kana. Ublvach lo teanes, and it has to be something that it's not a person yanking the animal's neck, that in its natural environment, that the animal would stretch out its neck, that the part of the kana that emerges from between the lungs is going to be considered the kana, but that which remains in the lungs at all times is not part of the kana. So by Rabbi Chanina v'item Rabbi Chananya ansa atzma mahu, what if it pushes itself and forces itself to stretch its neck out and a little bit more comes out, is that considered part of the kana or not? Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Yosef Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Shimon Lakish Nafak Milsa mi benayu, they were talking, learning, and the following Dvar Halacha came out. Anas b'simanim v'shachat, if let's say you yank the simanim with koach and you shacht in a place where previously it would have been in between the lungs, subsula nikaf hakana l'mata min achaze nidon kareya, and if the kana has a hole in it in that part that really belongs, that really normally stays in between the lungs, so it has a din of the lung where a neck of mashuhu is going to make it a trefa, and it does not have a din of the windpipe. Tan Rabban Ezu Chaza, what is the Chaza? Meaning we talk about when it comes to Matnas Kahuna by a carbon shlamim, they have to have the Chaza Vashok, goes to the Kohen. So what's the Chaza? Zeharoa Sakarka, it's the bottom part of the chest of the animal that faces the ground when the animal's standing up. Lamata Ad HaTzavar, and it goes down to the Tzavar Lamaila Ad HaKeres, and on the higher end until the Keres. Chotech Shtei Tzlos Mishtei Defanos, and you cut two ribs from the two sides of the animal, elich ve'elich, in either direction, in either side, zeu chaza nithin l'kohanim, and that's the piece that you give to the kohanim as the chaza. Fine. So now we move on to holes in the brain means membrane. Nikriv krum shel malach. If there's a hole in the krum shel malach, so that is another one of the trefos of the animal. Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tzarvayu, both Rav Shmuel say karma ilo'a. It is the outer membrane that if it has a hole, it becomes a trefa. Afal gavdolin kiv tata'a. Even though the one that's actually attached to the brain, the lower membrane, the inner membrane that's actually directly attached to the brain, has no nekev in it. V'amrila, but others say differently, that it's ad inkiv tata'a, that no, the inner membrane needs to be punctured in order for it to be problematic as well. It's not only the outer membrane that needs to be punctured. So the Gemara says, which is the krum atachton? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani v'simanayich. In order to know which is the krum atachton, chayta d'mitnach be'mocha. It's like a bag that has the brain in it, meaning it's the one that's in immediate proximity to the brain, which is unlike the krum elyon. The Ramban says, because it's not makif mikol tzadav. It doesn't fully surround it on all sides. Only the krum atachton is like a bag that holds the entire thing. The krum elyon comes short of covering the brain entirely. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, since the krum is very, very narrow and it's not, it looks like part of the brain itself, so kenegdo bebeitzim nikr. The simon is, to know what it is that a similar type of membrane that on the testicles of a male is would be recognizable to everybody, because the testicles also have a double krum, a double membrane, and one outer one and one inner one, and from there you can learn the tsura of the krum atachton in the moach, that it's parallel in terms of the basic anatomy of it, of how these membranes appear. It's just harder to see it on the brain, and it's easier to see it by the beitzim. So Amar Rav Shmuel ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Levi, Mishum bar kapara, moach kol ma shebekdeira nidon kemoach. The brain is where we say that if there's a hole in the brain, it's going to be a trefa. The klal is anything that's inside the skull, that's and is not, it does not extend out of the skull at all, that's considered to be brain matter, and therefore a hole in that will make it a trefa. Hischa limshoch, but if it comes out of the kedera, so to speak, meaning out of its part of the chut hashidra, it's the spinal column that extends out of the skull, nidon kechut hashidra. That has a din of the spine, that doesn't have a din of the brain. And a hole in that is not going to make it a trefa. Mehechon maschil limashich. Where does the chut hashidra start to extend out of the kedera, so to speak, out of the skull toward the outside? So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachmani, the dim farshel minei Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, kimin shnei polin yesh munachin al pi hakedera. That there are these two little protrusions. Polin literally means beans, but there are these two bean-like protrusions that are right by the, the dividing line between the brain and the spinal column. Min apolin v'lefnim kilefnim. Further into the brain from those protrusions has a din of the brain. Min apolin v'lechutz. And further out toward the spinal column is kilechutz, has a din of lechutz. Upolin atzman. What about those protrusions themselves? Say in yodea. We're not sure. Umistaver kilefnim. It's most mistaver that they have a din like the like lefnim, like the brain itself, and therefore a tiny hole would make the animal a trefa. Rabbi Yirmiyah bodak ba'ofa va'ashkach kishnei pol menachan al pi hakedera. Rabbi Yirmiyah checked the brain of a bird, and he found similarly that there are these two protrusions, just like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani had said, and it's much easier to find them on an oaf than it is to find them on a behema, but in fact it does exist, and you can see them very, very clearly when it comes to an oaf. That's what the Gemara is telling us, that Rabbi Yirmiyah checked, and he saw by an oaf, you see it very much more clearly. Now the Mishnah then said, now we move on to a different trefa, nikif halev lebeis chalalo, that if you have a puncture in the heart that goes all the way to the chamber of the heart. So there's a hole that goes all the way through to the chamber. So that's enough to make it a trefa. So by Rabbi Zira, the base chal katan, the base chal gadol. Are we talking about to the smallest chamber of the heart or to the largest chamber of the heart? So I'm like, Abai, mighty baylach, what kind of shayla? Milo tanan, doesn't the Mishnah say when it comes to a hole in the lung that Rabbi Shimon Amar Asher Tinakev, the base hasimponos, va amra bar techlifa, amra bir baraba, amrav, acha tinakev, lisimpon gadol, base hasimponos means the simpon Sipon Gadol, the largest Sipon. Wouldn't it therefore make sense if that's true by a lung? So Beis Chalalo of a heart will also mean the largest chamber of a heart? So says Marno, Hachi Hashta. You can't compare the two things. You can't compare the lungs to the heart. Hasam, when it comes to the lungs, Le Beis HaSimponos Katani, it says it in the plural. Lehechad Shafchi Simponos Kulu. So that's the place where all the other Simponos empty into, and that's why we say it must be the Simpon HaGadol, because it's the main part of the lung. Vahacha, but over here, it doesn't say in plural, it says Lebeis Chalalo, in singular Katani, Mali Chalal Gadol, Mali Chalal Katan, and therefore it doesn't dafka have to be the Chalal HaGadol, it could be any of the chambers of the heart. If you have a hole from the outside of the heart that goes all the way in to one of the chambers of the heart, even the smallest chamber of the heart, it's enough to make it a trefa. So the Gemara thought to bring a raya from the lung, and the Gemara said, Hachi Ashta, it's a bad comparison. So does that mean that we know for sure that it's a bad comparison, and therefore any chamber of the heart for sure, or are we leaving it as a suffix? So the way the Acharim understand it is that this is Betoras Vadai. The Lech Mishnah writes in Hilchos Shechita that this is not a suffix, that we're saying this Betoras Vadai. It's not just the Chia B'Alma. Therefore we paskin Betoras Vadai, that any of the chambers of the heart, it's going to be enough to make it a trefa. Kinei Alev, Rav Amar B'Mashahu, Shmuel Amar Berubo, that the size of a hole that would make it a trefa, Rav says it's a mashahu, and Shmuel says that it's going to be in rove. So heiniu kinei halev, but we're talking about holes in the kinei halev. What exactly is a kinei halev? What are we talking about? So Rav Bar Yitzchak Amarav chelev shal gabe defanos. It's the chelev. It's the fat that covers the defanos, the walls of the heart. That if there's a mashu of a nekev, according to Rav, or rove of it has a nekev, according to Shmuel, then it's going to be a trefa. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? The Gemara first assumes it means that the defanos are not the defanos of the lev, it's the defanos of the guf, and the chelev that we're talking about is the chelev that goes near the ribs. So defanos salkadaitach. Well, we're talking about defanos. There's no chius in the chelev that's by the defanos. It shouldn't affect the life of the animal at all. Ella sha'al gabe dofne reya. No. We're talking about that which is on the defanos of the lung. That's where Rav and Shmuel have this machlokes. Amar amir mishmed Rav Nachman tlasa kani havu. There are three kanim. I don't know what you would call it. Three pipes or something that extend from the gargaras until they get to the chaza. Chad parish l'liba. One goes toward the heart. The chad parish l'reya, and one goes toward the lung. The chad parish l'kavda, and one toward the liver. Dereya kereya. The one that extends to the lung has the same din as the lung itself, which would mean that a tiny hole would make it a trefa. The kavda kikavda, the one that extends toward the liver would have a din like the liver, that it's only if the whole thing is missing, it's going to be problematic. And deliba pligi, and the one that goes toward the heart, that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the shear is a mashu or the shear is rove. Meaning that's what they were talking about, where they had a machlokas, just like the machlokas, whether it's by kenei alev, whether it's mashu or a rove. So mar barchia masni ibcha, dereya kikavda. Mar barchia said the opposite, that a hole in the lung, the kana of the lung, would the hole that would make it a trefa would be the same as a hole in the liver. And the kavda, and as far as the kana that goes to the liver, a hole in that kana would be kareya, like the size of a hole in the lung would make it a trefa. And the liba pligi, and like we said before, as far as the kana that goes toward the heart, so that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Azur b'chia bar Yosef amar l'shmaita de Rav, kamei de Shmuel, he said over Rav's teaching that a nekev mashuhu in the kada halev is going to make the animal a trefa. So he said that in front of Shmuel. So Amalei Shmuel said back to B'chir Bar Yosef, Ihachi Amar Abba, if that's what Rav said, lo yada b'trefas v'lo klum. And he doesn't know the first thing about Hilchos Trefas, because that's ridiculous. It's not true that it's a kada, that it's a nekev mashu. It's got to be berov. And we paskin like Rav, meaning no matter how emphatically Shmuel says it, it's still Hilchos Karav b'Yisure. We're always going to paskin like Rav when it comes to Isser v'Heter. So it doesn't, meaning, as Piskei Rid says, probably Shmuel would have said that about about everything Rav held that he disagreed with, right? Meaning, if he says that, he doesn't know anything about anything. Fine, so that's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, but we still passing like Rav when it comes to Yisurei. So Nishbar HaShidra, we then discuss trefus of the spine. If the spine is broken, and nifsak hachut shalo, we said that then it's going to be a treifa. Tan Rabban, chut hashidra shenifsak berubo. If the chut hashidra is cracked along the majority of it, it makes it a treifa. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov Amar afilu nikav, even if it just has a hole in it. Hora Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Paskin lemaisa to be machmer like Rabbi Yaakov that if it's nikav chut hashidra, it's going to be a treifa, and he didn't rely on his own psak to be makel up until rov. He said, you know, even just a little nekev is going to be a treifa. So I'm Rav Huna, ain't alach Rabbi Yaakov. Rav Huna says, we don't pasuk like Rabbi Yaakov. The chut hashidra is not going to be matra for behema unless it's nifsak berubo. So even though the one who said nifsak berubo, Rebbe himself, was hesitant about relying on his own opinion, and he wanted to be machmer like Rabbi Yaakov, the stomach of the Gemara says, yeah, but we pasuk like Rebbe. Even though Rebbe didn't pasuk like Rebbe, we pasuk like Rebbe and not like Rabbi Yaakov. The kamarubo, what is the rove of the chut hashidra? So Rav Amar Rov Oro, that it's Rov of the Hekif of the Or of the chut hashidra, even though the Moach that's inside of it is not cracked, it's only the outer part, the Or, that covers it. V'amrilo Rov Mocho, but the others say, no, it has to be Rov of the Moach that's inside that's cracked through. So Mandi Amar Rov Mocho, the one that says Rov Mocho will make a trefa kol shkein, that's all the more so going to be a trefa when it's Rov Oro, because the or is what prevents all the moach from leaving. So if rov oro is cut, the moach eventually is going to fall away anyway. So that's already ki'ilu, it's nifsak rov mocho. So that's for sure going to make it a treifa. Lemandi amar rov oro, but the one that says that it's only, if it's rov oro, rov mocho mai, what would didn't be if it was only rov mocho but not rov oro? So tashma, da amar nivli, amar rav huna, nivli, apparently a name of an amora, says the name rav huna, I think we had a few times already in Hilchos Trefa specifically where we have names that don't seem to appear anywhere else, which maybe tells you that Trefas is a unique expertise that certain people have, and even if they don't appear in other places. So the Nivli says in the name of Rav Huna, Rubo Sha'amru Rov Oro, Moach Zelo Maile V'lo Morid. That when we say Rov, it means Rov Oro, and the Moach Zelo Maile V'lo Morid, it doesn't make it a Trefa one way or the other. Rabbi Nassim, Rav Navi Yosef Kameh the Rav, Rabbi Nassim, Rav was sitting in front of Rav, Bodak Berov Oro, and he checked on the trefus of the Chut HaShidra by the Or, and then Kabadak Berov Mocho, and he saw that it was only a meal, so he checked Berov Mocho, that maybe Rov Mocho is missing, and that would make it a trefa. So I'm late, in Rov Oro Kayim, Moch Zeh, Inomal Veinomor. He said, once you determine that from Rov Oro, you don't have a problem, you don't have to look at the Moach. It's Lomaylev Lomorid. It's not going to make a difference anymore, because you have what you need. So Amar Rabbi Bar Bechana, Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Nismarech Pasul. If the moach inside the spinal column became liquefied, then it's pasul. Nismas meis pasul. If it became softened, it would be pasul. Ezu amrach vezu hamsamasa. How do we define what's called liquefied and what's called softened? Hamracha kol shenishbach kekiton. Liquefied is it pours out like a pitcher of water, that it's the moach is so softened that it just spills. So that's considered to be that it's possible. Masmasa kol she'enu yochel lamod. Masmasa means that it's softened to the point where if you hold it in your hand with part of it sticking out, the whole thing would just would bend over because it's too soft to have any of its own structure to stand on its own, even though it's not so soft that it's nishpach kemayim. So these trefos are included in nifsak hachut because the Chum knew that hamracha hamsasa means that ultimately it's gonna be gone, it's gonna be nifsak, and therefore that's ki'ilu, it's already nifsak hachut. So by Rabbi Yirmi raised the following shaila though. What if eino yochalamod mipnei kavdo? What if it doesn't maintain its shape and it's not able to stand up straight and it will sort of keel over, but because of its own weight? So my, what would the din be? teku, that we don't we haven't resolved. Meaning not because of the softening of the malach, but because of its own weight, it's just not able to stand. Be'rav amri nismasmes possible, nismasmes kosher. That nismasmes we discussed, that's possible. But if it, right, nismasmes meant that that it's softened. Nismasmes is going to be kosher. So nismasmes means that some of the malach has come out on its own. So meisve Reb Shimon lozomer behema shenismasmes malcha treifa. But we say behema that where it's nismasmes, it's going to be a treifa. So it says, well, no. Hey nismasmes itbar. You must have heard that wrong. The real teaching was nismasmes, not nismasmes. Any, but is that really so? That if in this mazmez, it's not going to be a treifa. Levi masusa. Levi was in the bathhouse once. Chazilu gavra de tarye lereshe, and he saw a guy bang his head against the wall. You know, he fell and his head crashed against the wall. So Amar Levi was very worried about this guy, and he said, "This mazmez moche dedain. The guy's brain is this mazmez." So lav de lochay, wasn't he saying that he's going to be a treifa and that he's not going to live? That he just suffered such a catastrophic injury that he's going to die from this injury. So I'm about low sheinu molid. No. It wasn't a type of injury that would make him a treifa. It was just a type of injury that type of brain injury he was able to diagnose on the spot is going to mean he's not going to be able to father any children. So that's what he was worried about. He wasn't worried that the guy is actually going to die. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Adhechan Chot HaShidcha.